the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And apparently one-year contract with a club option for Dusty Baker, which would make sense because next year's Astros, the dark ages may be back.
Yeah.
But this year, he's still got enough to make another. I still like going in, you're nowhere near as good as the Yankees.
Yeah.
But you're pretty damn good. There's not many other teams that I would take over them. So he says, listen to Golic and Wingo this morning. For once, even the national media can't understand the decision to give Bill more power.
It's weird.
It's amazing that up until this year, everybody's like, why don't you guys like Bill O'Brien?
Yeah. It takes a while for people to realize what's going on.
You try to explain it to them. But after this Kansas City game, you started seeing people writing stories about what the hell is this guy thinking. I would fire O'Brien and take the enemy home with me on the plane, that kind of stuff. So it's nice to see that the national media is finally catching up. Haven't we kind of been on this for at least 2 years, probably longer?
Something like that.
Okay, just want to know.
Again, we don't get it. And now at least everybody else is starting to see what the hell's going on here.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. What the hell is going on here? 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. It makes him feel important and useful to the show. So if you just want to do that, just send him something. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Can also get us on the Twitch channel, comment there.
So it looks like Aaron and Trey are going to be going to the same concert.
It appears that way.
And a lot of people are worked up about this. Are you a My Chemical Romance guy?
Yeah, I do like them. I wouldn't go see them, but I like them. I'd be like by 10 times the oldest person there.
I'll be honest. I thought, like, if you had asked me how many, like, legit hits My Chemical Romance had, I would have guessed one. That Black Parade song. I don't know if I heard another song I would recognize it. Yeah, but apparently they're a big noise.
I'm Not Okay. That was a big one.
Yeah, I don't know. Never heard it.
Play that one for him. Yeah, he's heard that. So this is me.
This is like emo kid music. This is the kind
of
stuff.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, but I musically, I really like
this
that.
Doesn't surprise me with Trey, but you, Aaron? This doesn't seem like it's up your
alley.
This
was my wheelhouse. This is when I was driving and all. This was my whole, like, formative years.
Let me hear this. I guess I probably have heard this song.
Yeah.
I mean, the song I came back with right before the gym of the day, that was My Chemical Romance.
Let me hear that.
That was their first, like, really, really massive hit.
I only know this song because it's on our show.
Really?
Yeah.
All these are on one of my workout lists.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Black Parade isn't because it's too slow.
Yeah. That's the only song that I've, like, that I would associate with that band.
Okay. Now, they've got the, you know what? This is like when you make fun of me for people who I don't know their songs. I guarantee you've heard a bunch of their songs you don't realize are theirs.
Well, I mean, he just told me that was a big hit, and I never heard it. I mean,
well, he didn't play the
that second one. I did recognize that. I mean, but I would have never known it was them.
So he said the singer wrote it,
and that sounds like basic '90s, early 2000s, like any old trash can band was putting music like that out.
Yeah, to me, they were kind of in the Black Veil Brides, kind of similar. You know, a lot of emo stuff, but I enjoy some of their music, especially Black Veil Brides. The guitar work was really good. But you don't get any more with these kids today. They don't play guitar. You just push a little button, AJ.
Yeah.
Couple follow-ups on the TikTok thing. Lamont tweeted us a picture of someone sticking their tongue on a battery, which that's how we went electrocuting ourselves back in the day. I don't remember doing that. I did do something really dumb once. My grandparents had a farm that we'd go to every afternoon, and they had an electric fence up there. And I can't remember who it was, but they were showing me how, look, you can take a tennis shoe and touch the electric fence and nothing will happen. That they were touching it with the rubber sole of the shoe. So lazy ass me goes and says, I can do this. And I kind of lift the shoe up from the bottom and touch it with the cloth.
Oh, how'd that work out?
Shocked the living bleep out of me.
Did you go down?
Yeah, I did. I went flying backwards a good 5 feet. So
not wise, guys.
So you mentioned the singer wrote Umbrella Academy. I don't know if you saw that.
Nope.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And also, when we were doing the gym of the day, Jerome thought we were going to this one, which is yet another bizarre TikTok trend.
Although I like it, and I'm going to try it.
Really?
No.
Basically, it's men dipping their testicles in soy sauce and other things.
Yeah.
Because apparently there
was natural.
Some report that mice could taste through their testicles.
Yeah, that's natural.
I don't know anything about TikTok, but I'm not impressed by what I'm seeing.
How do you not know about TikTok?
Well, I see the commercials, but are you on it?
No.
Okay. I mean, what is it?
What, are you crazy? I'm 39 years old. All right. I'm a 39-year-old married man. I don't need any more social media than what I've already got.
Well, I mean, what is it? How is it any different than
it's like short Instagram videos. I don't know.
Okay. Just asking, trying to figure this out, you kids. You damn kids today. You're out there TikToking and Instagramming and
do I need to go ask Trey if he's on it?
Yeah, Trey would be That would be because, I mean, that would be the only guy on it, right?
Andrew's out there. He might be on it.
Yeah, Andrew probably is.
Our interns might be on it. We've got some young interns.
But why do we need more social media? Doesn't everybody have it covered? You got Snapchat if you just want to go short?
I feel like there's enough, but I don't really. I'm not the guy to ask.
Okay, well, I'm not either. And I'm not looking to add anymore. I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, that's the move.
I'm trying to phase out of Twitter at some point.
Both Trey, Andrew, and our intern, Jeff, who's 42, by the way, said, hell no, they're not on TikTok.
They're not on TikTok.
Okay, so who is it for?
I think it's teenagers.
Ask your daughter. I bet she's on TikTok.
Yeah, I'll send her a text here on the break and ask her.
Send her a TikTok message.
Well, I can't do that because I'm not on TikTok.
Download it and send it.
I'm not downloading anything. I will not participate in this.
Is there nudity on TikTok?
I don't know. All I know is up from the commercial, there's some old man that they're talking about. Look, you got 2 million views.
I don't have Snapchat, but I know that there's nudes on Snapchat.
Are there? Okay.
So maybe TikTok's like the PG version of Snapchat.
Well, it can't
but
just...
But people post TikTok videos to Twitter.
But it can't just be kids because that one commercial where they're praising this old guy, older than me, I might add, significantly, because he had 2 million people view his video.
I haven't seen any videos like I haven't seen any commercials like that.
Oh, really? They got a bunch of bad commercials.
I only see one commercial ever anymore. It's the Dennis Solari commercial.
Oh, Solari, yeah.
Oh my God. Stop. It's AT&T, I guess.
Yeah, well, I like the Just Okay commercials, but that one's too much.
Oh, I mean, it's all if you watch college basketball,
yeah.
It's all you'll ever see. It's like on ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only commercial.
See, that's my only beef with ESPN Plus. Anytime I watch something, I watch a couple of UH games there. I watch a lot of Canadian football.
Uh-huh.
They show the same ad over and over and over. Now, I'm told we do the same thing on the stream, so I can't really bitch about it too much.
Jeff's dead now. Yeah, fell off a boat. Going by Dennis now. Solari.
You don't want to see this. Yeah, I mean, when you can quote every word of the commercial, it's probably... So, 281 says TikTok is basically Vine.
What happened to Vine then?
I don't know. Maybe
why not just use Vine?
The creators of Vine shut it down.
There must have been some good reason to shut it down.
I think the founder died. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good reason.
All right. Well, they're spending a bunch of money. Somebody's investing a bunch into this. Good luck with that. I can't believe from the commercial that 2 million people viewed that old man. I didn't realize I had 2 million people on there already.
Well, now you know.
I guess so. Well, all I see are these stupid trends.
It's time for you to get on board, Fred.
It's not going to happen because I'm not going to dip my testicles into anything they're not meant to be dipped into. And I'm not going to be shoving pennies into a light socket.
Yeah.
So Vine was bought by Twitter in 2012, and then Twitter shut it down in 2016.
So we're out of this business. All right.
So
they just TikTok started embedding their own videos.
Trying to fill the void, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I didn't know there was a void there. Usually when you shut down a social media thing, I don't know, like MySpace, you don't really need it anymore.
Is MySpace shut down?
I thought it was.
No, it's still there.
Did you ever have MySpace?
I did, yes.
That's weird. It's weird to think about you having MySpace.
Why?
You're so old.
I wasn't always old. MySpace was 20 years ago, man.
You've been old since I've known you.
I've been older than you. I wasn't always old. Okay, you know what? I think I was on MySpace when I was your age.
Really?
Roughly. Roughly. Maybe younger.
I mean, MySpace was like probably 15 years ago.
I'm going to say it was more than that.
I don't think so.
Now I got to look that up.
I think it was like 2005-ish.
2003.
Okay.
So.
17.
Yeah, that's still. I was relatively young then.
Yeah, but it's not like you were showed up on MySpace the first day.
I was exactly your age. Yeah. No, I did it pretty early.
Okay.
Because I remember Tom was my friend. That was the only friend I had for the longest time.
Nobody. And you probably too old. You're too young to have had MySpace.
No, I had MySpace.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite thing about MySpace was you could let your friends know where they stood. Like,
yeah.
If you were in my top friends, that was legit. If you weren't, well, maybe try harder. That's one thing Facebook is desperately lacking, a way to tell people how important they are to you. Or unimportant.
Somebody says TikTok is big in China, apparently.
Well.
I guess there's no rocket stuff on
it's
there
big
then.
Here.
Yeah. Well. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And I do no wrong. Yeah,
saucing in the city. Don't get misinformed. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I love this woman's voice.
Who is this?
Lizzie Hale. She has the best voice in rock, male or female. You probably haven't heard any of her stuff either.
I don't like girl singers.
Yeah, but she belts it, man.
Well, yeah, that's why she's a singer, but
I know. I'm a big fan.
Hey, did you see what happened to the offensive coordinator at Grand Valley State?
I think I missed that one.
Well, he did an interview with the student newspaper. His name is Morris Berger. Berger with an E.
Okay.
B-E-R-G-E-R. Okay. I always hate that.
It's more common spelling, though.
I wish people would just go with burger, like B-U-R-G-E-R.
I'm sure that it was some derivative of burger when they came over, but remember how people's names kept getting changed when they immigrated? They probably changed it to E.
Yeah, I don't like
burger
that.
Sounded too German.
Well, this guy, I think he's pretty German.
Uh-oh.
He majored in history at Drury University, and Kellen Voss, the sports editor for Grand Valley State student newspaper, asked him, which, by the way, this is always like the lamest question, which three historical figures would you most like to have dinner with? This is probably not going to get a good review, but I'm going to say Adolf Hitler. It was obviously very sad, and he had bad motives, but the way he was able to lead, second to none.
Not wise.
How he rallied a group and a following, I want to know how he did that. Bad intentions, of course, but you can't deny the fact he was a great leader. John F. Kennedy and Christopher Columbus were his other two choices.
Oh, yeah, Christopher Columbus, that there's a hell of a
guy too. Yeah,
yeah.
Like two mass murderers and John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
The school announced on Monday that Berger has been suspended pending an investigation.
How much investigating do you need to do here?
I don't know. They just hired him. He came from Texas State.
Oh, great.
He was a tight ends coach there.
Great.
He worked at Oklahoma State and Missouri. So he's been around a little bit. But, yeah, he's the OC. And not a great start to his career there. No. Not a great look.
I mean, yeah, there's not much. There's no
unpopular opinion, but... Jeffrey Dahmer seemed like a pretty good guy.
Very organized.
Yeah.
You know, a good cook, too.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, how do you...
You make something out of nothing. You
exactly. Know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, some flesh is really hard to sear, and he found a way to do it. So, you know, yeah, that's there's a historical figure for you.
Not good.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean... I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, not wise, guys, definitely. Yep. But
did you see what that Joey Saladino said?
No.
This is also a not wise guys thing. He got his I guess his DNA results back. And was like 84% European, 15% Western Asian, and Northern African. So he took a picture of it, circled the word African, and said, "What's up, my N-words?"
Oh, boy.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
White people,
white people are, really everybody is so much braver on the internet than they are in real, like... No one's saying the things in real life to people that they're saying on the internet. That's my least favorite thing about Twitter.
Especially not here because we have guns.
Yeah.
So.
And then he started saying, weird, all the colleges that denied me years ago just emailed me with full scholarship. Now I'm first in line for city jobs.
Oh, God. The hell is wrong with people?
Turns out Sean King is my first cousin. Yeah. What? Selling N-word passes, DM me. Serious inquiries only. Rates, $5 for $1.
I give up on people, AJ. Yeah, there was an actual news story that I saw today that had to explain to people that the coronavirus was not caused by drinking Corona. I mean, a legitimate story, because people seem to think that. And apparently 5 million people got out of China with it, so... And maybe I'm being paranoid because I rewatched Rise of the Planet of the Apes the other night because there was nothing else on. This is how it starts.
Yeah.
This is exactly how it started. All these people, that pilot goes off to the airport is how it ends. Spoiler alert. And that's where the virus goes. And I guarantee you, there's a little Chinese Caesar out there right now with his group hiding out somewhere outside of Beijing. It's over for us. It's time for the Planet of the Apes. You know what? Let's give it to them. It's their time. We screwed it all up. We have people like this. We have people like offensive coordinators who are about to lose their job because they love Hitler.
Yeah.
And then you got people tweeting out garbage like this. You got some of the people who were tweeting stuff out in the wake of Kobe. Yeah, this world sucks. We had our chance, AJ. We've blown it. And we can't make the people. And the TikTok challenges. The hell?
Good question by Lamont. If you had the ability to time travel, would you kill baby Hitler?
No, I would not. And
I'd kill 18-year-old Hitler before his total rise to power. I'd feel bad killing a baby.
Well, I would not because, guys, go watch Endgame and how you can screw up the whole space-time continuum.
You can mess some things up.
And actually, Stephen King wrote a great book about that, if you could stop the JFK assassination. And somebody... once it changes the timeline and it goes off in a different direction, you have no control over what happens.
And everything's all warped.
Yeah. So, no, you don't mess with the space-time continuum. You can't do that. You can't mess with timelines.
Even if it would save millions of people's lives.
There's no guarantee it would. Because maybe somebody else rises up in that void and becomes worse. Maybe
one of those guys he killed is worse than him.
Exactly.
And he kills all the Germans.
Well, maybe one of those guys... is patient enough to wait until they have nuclear weapons before you go into Russia and think about what would have happened then.
Yeah, you're right.
There's so many different scenarios that could happen from this stuff. I would not mess with it. If I'm time traveling, All I want to do is go and find out who's going to win the Derby. That's it.
That's messing with space-time continuum, too.
Not really, because I might have gotten it right. There's a good chance I would have gotten it right. There's at least a 1 in 20 chance I would have gotten it right.
Too much money changing hands. It's, there's...
Yeah. But, I mean, there's, I'm not murdering anyone. I'm not changing the whole path of it. Well, yeah, I am, technically.
You are.
Because then if I have that
You're
money...
just doing it for your own gain. I'm trying to save millions of people.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's what time travel is for. There's also an article urging people not to rely on the video game Plague as a resource for the coronavirus. Okay. Are we really this dumb?
Yeah. Apparently so.
Joe, so interesting you went with Endgame and not, I assume that's Back to the Future. Did you not see how they explained in Endgame how Back to the Future was BS?
Yeah.
And that they did the best job of explaining time travel of any time travel show. And, of course, they made fun of every other time travel show. And about how you had to get the stones back at the exact same spot or else the timeline would go off onto something else. So, yes, Back to the Future is not a good gauge. All right. We're going to take a break. I don't know how we got on this. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Texter says, if I could time travel, I would go where I would buy a lot of stock in Apple, Amazon, and Netflix at dirt cheap prices. Throw Google in there, too.
Yeah.
Of course, some people thought AOL was going to be that, too.
That's true.
You know, there is that. I would go back in time to kill baby Bill O'Brien. Oh, shame on you, sir.
Do it.
So we're just not talking Mike Fires allegations, huh? From a Twitter thread that has no real basis on anything. I'm not gonna deal with rumors on Twitter. If something comes out legitimate, then yeah, I'll be happy to talk about it. But
I mean, honestly, how much do we care about Mike Fiers anyway?
Well, I don't.
Astros fans, of course. Only reason you want to talk about it is because you're bitter. Like, to me now, Mike Fiers is just some random pitcher on another team. I mean, he's a C-list MLB player.
Yeah, and well, the only thing that I would say is newsworthy about him is he calls a press conference, presumably to talk about everything, and then says, I just want to talk about baseball. Nobody cares about your baseball. You're not important enough as a baseball player. I just thought that was dumb. But no, I mean, who cares? And yeah, I'm not going to sit here and speculate because somebody started a thread on Twitter, because it's the same thing as the Carlos Beltran's niece thing or whatever, claiming that they use buzzers, and then everybody runs with it. When it was BS, it wasn't even a real account. So if you guys want to do that, go ahead, but that's not something I'm going to participate in. I'm not going to spread stuff that's on a Twitter thread started by an angry Houston fan. And we've already seen how you guys feel about it. So, see, again, that's another reason why the world sucks. It's people like that and people like you that want to talk about it. Who's that? I can't read that name. What is that?
Crooked. Hello, Crooked.
We'll try it. Go ahead, Crooked.
Hey, man, what's going on? I want to tell you, I love y'all show.
Thank you.
And I was just listening a minute ago, and somebody was calling somebody else real old, and I wanted to let them know in a fun way that you're not old, you're distinguished.
No, Fred's not distinguished, trust me.
Oh, yes, he is. He's very distinguished because I listen to him all the time. Now, I tell you who you can call old is the coach for the Texans. Now, he's old.
He's distinguished.
No, he's a long way from being distinguished. But I really enjoy y'all's show. I listen to you every day, and it kind of makes my day.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you.
All right, then. And tell Patrick Creighton I said hello. He knows me pretty good, Patrick Creighton.
Okay. Well, Patrick will be in here in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You can tell him yourself.
Exactly.
I try to not make eye contact with Patrick Creighton in the hallway. We avoid each other.
I actually enjoy Patrick and Jason. I like to listen to them on the way home. They have a good show. I mean, I only get 30 minutes of it, but I enjoy those guys. Just like I enjoy listening to Glenn Davis. He answered my soccer question the other night. It was very cool. I would go back in time and kill the ASMR creator, right, Fred?
What?
Yeah, I think I would do that. And
I would promote that guy.
Yeah, and to the texture says there were actual pictures of the fire thing. No, there weren't. There's not a credible thing yet on that. When there is, I'll be happy to talk about it. But just what you see on Twitter that somebody
That's
easily could have made up and probably did make up.
Because if there was real evidence, wouldn't Mike Fiers be under arrest?
Yep.
Hmm.
If you remember, the same thing happened to Dwight Howard one time where there were these pictures and there were all these accusations. And turns out it wasn't real. So
wait, that wasn't real?
No, it wasn't. And so, I mean, again, you're the kind of person that should not be spreading this crap around until you know for a fact. And not something you read on bleeping Facebook or not something you see on a Twitter thread. Always ask for the links to a legitimate news story. That's it. It's that simple. Go on there and ask, hey, where's a link to a legitimate news story here? And then inevitably what you'll get is some knucklehead saying, according to a Twitter thread, and then they'll try to use that. But this is a problem with society, man. And it really is you guys are just being dumb. Or you're seeing something you want to believe because you hate the guy. Great. So do I. But for bleep's sake, man, just actually think for yourselves. Go ask the question, where the hell does this come from? One time.
It comes from Twitter. What more do you need, Fred?
My God. Are you people really that stupid? Are you really that stupid? I can't believe you are. I can't believe the people who are texting me are that dumb. I just can't.
Yes, you can.
No, because, listen, we have smart listeners out there. I've always said 95% of our listeners are fantastic. 5% of you can't be that dumb. You really can't. Oh, well.
You good?
Yeah, I just don't understand why people are dumb. Somebody says, jackass listener wins. You're talking about it. No, he doesn't win because he has to go through life with the IQ of 4. He's a dumb. He said, I believe this. I see it on Twitter. It's the greatest thing ever. Oh, you probably started the damn rumor yourself.
How dare you? How dare you accuse him of something that's unfounded? God.
And I'm not, you know, and guess what? If it turns out that it's true, great. I'll be happy to roast him for it. But I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to sit here based on, oh, did you hear this rumor about this on Twitter? Hey, man, bleep that. Come on. Look, I get some of you are pissed off that you're having to redo kindergarten. I get that.
Fred, come on.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're distinguished, remember?
Yeah, I may be distinguished, but...
You're not acting distinguished right now.
That doesn't mean I have to put up with idiocy.
This is not distinguished behavior.
And you know what? I know. You're right. I'm contradicting myself. What did I say about Cal McNair yesterday? Don't get mad at a guy with no arms for not being able to throw a football. I shouldn't get mad at textures with no brains for tweeting stupid stuff. But I digress. Okay, I'm done. Did you want to get something else?
No, that was it.
Okay.
I'm good.
Somebody asked, and this came up briefly yesterday. We didn't really get to dive into it. Says, any idea what happened to Nick Caserio? Is this another Texans whiff? I apologize if you already covered it and I missed it. My wife just had our baby, so I've been a little unplugged. Congratulations. I don't know what happened with that. Isn't it weird that you're willing to get charged with tampering 1 year and then wait
year,
a year?
Not even interested.
And then not even interested?
Don't need him.
That's just bizarre. It's just another thing that you look at this organization and you just go, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
They have no clue what they're doing. And I mean, so yeah, I don't know at all what happened with that. And I'd love for Cal McNair to tell us, but he won't.
Well, it turns out we had a better candidate in house. My friend, my coworker, my new boss, Bill O'Brien.
Oh,
Bill O'Brien's actually the godfather to my kids now.
I was encouraged by the progress our team made on the field this year. It was due in part to our new structure.
I just gave Bill O'Brien my social security number and all my passwords on my Googles.
I'm proud.
I trust him completely.
Because he provided our fans with many thrilling victories at home.
He gave us, like, you know, pretty great year.
Another double-digit win season.
Yeah. Raised a banner.
Our fans deserve that.
God.
Oh, gosh.
Poor Bob McNair. Yeah. Rolling over like, ugh. Although, you know what? He wasn't much different. He kept Kubiak around too long. But at least Kubiak wasn't like...
Well, you know what? And who knows if Kubiak, that whole year, in retrospect, was just a disaster. And that Matt Schaub falls apart, turns into a pick six machine. Kubiak starts having health issues. And the pressure of it obviously got to him. And it just, the whole year was a disaster. And, you know, I don't blame him for that individually as much, but it was time for a change and it was time for a different voice. But look at the voice we got.
This is what we got instead.
This is what we got. Yeah. Oof. So, I mean, I don't know, man. So, what are the odds Fred really started losing his hair when he touched that electrical fence? Yeah, it's a possibility. Although I was like 8 years old. I was some dumb kid.
You? I don't believe it.
I mean, I might have been stoned.
You've always been distinguished.
No, I've always. Mind. I have not. Well, I've always been older than you.
Yes.
Since I met you. So, yes. Yeah, that's going to come off as distinguished.
I hope it always stays that way.
Well, it pretty much has to. I mean, I got a pretty good lead on you. So, yeah. Even if you were to croak, I still think you're probably going to win.
It's true.
Oh, D Trent says, need a new segment. Stupid text we got this week. Yeah, I don't, you know, we get a lot of good ones, but just some of those that are, you just want to, it's like the people who were tweeting at me about how the Astros did nothing wrong when I wrote the article about it. It's, you just, people dig their heels in on something and they don't want to think because
it's emotional.
Yeah, it is. It is. I get it. You hate the guy. Good luck. Keep on hating him.
Let's hope he's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy, probably. I mean, I think he's a rat. Rats are bad guys.
Yeah.
I was watching a bunch of, there's this mafia series about, basically they were doing hitmen.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one about Sammy the Bull Gravano and then Vinny the Chin. And I watched those two before work today. And you know what? Sammy the Bull turned into a rat. You know, may have been a murderer. Being a rat's worse.
That is a good nickname, the Bull.
Yeah, it is a great nickname. Apparently, do you know why he got that?
No.
When he liked to fight and he was a shorter guy and he would always lead with his head like a bull. So
okay. That's
where he got the nickname. All right, quick break. One last segment to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere
I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. This is The Blitz, on ESPN. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Can I just say one more thing about this stupid Mike Fires thing?
Oh, boy. Okay.
No, I'm not going to yell. But I do think...
I'm totally under control.
Yeah, well, if somebody made this up and people are out there spreading it, that's criminal.
Yeah.
It really is. And if you're one of the people just spreading it around without any knowledge of it, you might want to rethink your lot in life just because you don't like a guy. To throw that kind of accusation at somebody is chicken bleep. All right, let's do deaths. There's a bunch that I think should be in best deaths. I'll ask you as we go.
Okay.
2017, Mary Tyler Moore.
That's a good one.
I think close.
Why can't we just do only best deaths? Like, narrow this down to, like, the 15 names we're going to say.
We only have... Well, that's kind of what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm picking and choosing here.
Okay.
Like, Paul Bear Bryant.
Okay.
That's a pretty good one. Hey, Red Grange is in here because he made that list.
Okay.
All right, skipping down. None of those are any good. L. Ron Hubbard. I mean, he did... founder
of religion.
Scientology. Died in 1986 at 74. Here's one that you'll...
I like that he pretended to be... Like, he, his whole thing was, like, pretending to be a soldier. Like, a naval officer. Like, that was his big...
He was a weird...
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a big sci-fi guy, but none of his stuff did anything for me. Here's one you'll appreciate. 2010, J.D. Salinger. Catcher in the Rye, dead at 91.
Probably glad he's dead to see all you people cussing his book on the Twitters.
We, you know what? We need to find some way to destroy Twitter. I hope some of those hackers out there dive in and just destroy Twitter.
Jerks.
All right, here's some famous criminals for you. I think these could all go in best deaths.
Okay.
Ted Bundy, 1989.
That is a good one.
Al Capone, 1947.
Okay.
And the most underrated gangster of all time, I think he's probably number one in my power rankings, Lucky Luciano, 1962.
Solid.
Okay, here's your best deaths. 2005, Johnny Carson. Big one, but I'm not as big as Luciano, in my opinion.
No. I mean, Johnny Carson's pretty big, though. He's a big star.
Well, these next three.
He's a big noise.
These next three, Winston Churchill.
Good one.
Kobe Bryant, obviously. And Andre the Giant.
Oh, my favorite.
That's a pretty good top four.
Yeah.
I'll quibble with Carson over a couple of these, but Andre the Giant, man. All right. Porn stars. January 24th, 2019. Ooh. Megan Reese, 34 years old, dies from?
Alcohol poisoning.
Complications from pneumonia.
Mm.
January 25th, 2006, Anna Molly.
What year?
2006, Anna Molly.
Car accident.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes. And January 28th, 2005, Karen Loncom. I don't know that I'm pronouncing that correctly.
What year was this?
2005.
Murdered by a pimp.
Suicide by drug overdose.
Almost had it.
Everything is dust in the wind. And there you have it. There are your deaths, kind of edited down a little bit. Yeah, there's like Ernie Banks is on there. I mean, he's kind of okay.
Yeah.
But Bear Bryant, I would argue, maybe over. Yeah, maybe not. I guess I'm not respecting Johnny Carson enough.
Respect it.
But I'm still going to take Lucky Luciano. Because, I mean, I was more of a fan of Mafia guys than I was of Johnny Carson. I mean,
yeah.
It's no disrespect to Johnny. J-Rap wants to know, what are the odds that somehow Bob is making the McNairs a ton of money without being a good coach, and that's the reason they keep giving him more power? As in, he has some crazy business plan as a GM, and the McNairs have bought in. Obviously, they're making money, and that's all
they're doing about. Okay.
And, you know, they're happy with that. So, I don't get it. I really don't, but it's not my team. And guess what? Fans,
it's not yours either,
no matter how much you want it to be. Even though, and that's the frustrating thing, right? Because it is a public trust. They want you to go to their games. They want you to watch their games. They want you to buy your 99 jerseys. See, I've been thinking that may be the only way that there'll be enough backlash where people will actually respond is if they cut J.J. Watt.
I mean, that could happen.
I mean, you can't walk.
But that's the problem. Would that be a bad move?
Well, I don't know that it would.
I don't either.
But you can't spit in this city without hitting a 99 jersey. Especially after Harvey. If they were to do that, I think that would there would be your anger and backlash.
Okay.
More so than making Bill O'Brien GM. And yeah, from a football sense, that's one of the things I talked about today on that show in Florida. It might make sense from a football sense.
Yeah.
But as long as you have some replacements somewhere, which they don't. But I think people would lose their minds over that. That's when you're traveling Texans and your Toro people with Toro tattooed on them, that's when they get pissed off because they've all probably bought every single 99 jersey you have, from the battle red to the deep steel blue to the meek ass white. They bought them all. And you know, for what he did for the city, yeah, that might do it. Boy, I can already hear Patrick Creighton up. That guy's so loud.
Yeah.
He's already talking about his show. So, can't wait. It'll be nice and loud. All right, well, nice to have a full show again today.
It was.
And I guess, you know, it's kind of nice that the Tuesday texters trickled into Wednesday since we didn't get to them yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron, adequate job today, sir. Hoffman, I thought you were pretty good.
Thank you.
You know what? Actually, I thought I was pretty good today. I was kind of fired up, came in ready to do the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. Yesterday was good, even though it was short. Monday was kind of hard because it was somber. I don't like somber. I like doing somber. I like fun and angry.
That's more fun.
Yeah. All right, we will be back tomorrow in studio again. And I'm sure I've still got like 5,000 things we haven't gotten to yet. And we'll probably get to some Super Bowl talk tomorrow beyond the numbers that AJ brought up today. Because AJ is now officially a numbers guy.
I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah, you're a numbers guy.
All right.
You and Barry and Lance Erline. All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.